This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado is entering dangerous new territory in its response to the pandemic as cases and hospitalizations rise. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The governor and top state health officials say there's now a narrow pre-holiday window to rein things in. They gave a sobering assessment to reporters at the governor's mansion Tuesday. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says residents need to reduce social interactions in the coming weeks or risk hospitals becoming overwhelmed by December.
We continue to see a rapid increase in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in Colorado. At this point, our hospital admission rate is the same as it was in May and is steadily increasing.
516 COVID-19 patients were hospitalized in the state on Tuesday. That's the first time the figure has been above 500 since late May. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Police officers in Aurora are now required to identify themselves before entering a property by force. City Council banned police from using knock warrants Monday. But Sergeant Mark Sears, president of Aurora's police union, says the ban puts people and officers in more danger.
It allows the bad people of Aurora to have more rights. And that's kind of what it seems like the people in Aurora, especially City Council in Aurora, is focusing on.
Sears says the no-knock warrant is a tool officers need to safely do their job. Activists have demanded such warrants be banned after the death of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky, where Taylor was killed while police were executing a no-knock warrant. And new vehicle registrations are down about 16% through the first 9 months of 2020 compared to the same period last year. But the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association says those numbers ticked up recently as the economy reopened after the shutdown. This is CP.